Millions of pilgrims arrive at Mecca to search for redemption. Orphan Sunday's approaching, and with it comes opportunity for hope. And a ministry grows its vision across North Africa. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. An estimated 2.5 million visitors are descending on Mecca, Saudi Arabia today. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says it's the beginning of Hajj.
Hajj literally means to visit or to come back. And it's a pilgrimage. It's a ritual that Muslims have to do once in a lifetime for those who are able.
Hajj runs from today until next Wednesday. Its purpose?
In Hajj, you are going there to show God that you've performed exactly the rituals, exactly how the imam says. And then you hope that God saves you for your sin.
Through the traditions of the pilgrimage, it's possible to build bridges into an introduction of Christ. However, it's knowing how to do that with a Muslim that stops most Christians. Masri says the process is really about friendship, but Crescent Project has put together numerous resources and tools to help.
The core discussion is how to build bridges to understanding who Christ is, and that the Bible is trustworthy.
We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, after nearly a year in the hospital, a 14-year-old Christian girl has finally been released. When the Ugandan girl became a Christian, her father left her in a dark room for nearly 6 months. She stayed alive during the torture because her brother slipped food to her through a crack in the door. A year later, the young girl has grown stronger in her faith and is living with her new family. Pray for her to be even bolder in sharing the truth now. You can also write to her with letters through Open Doors USA. You're listening to Mission Network News. Globally, the latest estimates are that there are roughly 163 million orphans. They represent the most vulnerable populations in the world, but few understand the hostility they face. November 6th is Orphan Sunday, a day set aside to focus not only on the plight of the orphan, but also on the solutions. Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says being aware raises the level of compassion.
Our heart goes out to the innocent child who is struggling, the sense of wanting a child to feel a sense of belonging to a family. Even the spiritual context of us being adopted into the family of God has connotations of belonging.
Dyer believes that Orphan Sunday is a call to action to those who follow Christ. He urges you to take one step.
Can I pray for orphans in different countries? Can I support an orphan? Can I support a project caring for orphans? Is it giving resources? Is it giving time? Is it going the even greater distance and saying, am I open to adopting?
Elsewhere, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has about 15 million viewers already, and now that number's about to grow. Sat7 recently announced that Sat7 Arabic and Sat7 Kids switched to a new satellite within the same system in order to offer better and broader coverage. Now, all of Morocco and West Algeria will be able to watch numerous programs exploring biblical truths. Pray for changed hearts in a region full of uncertainty. And $20 could be a little pricey for a t-shirt, but it's a small cost if that t-shirt comes with a promise to help 40 families be able to eat. That was the mindset of thousands of students on the George Mason University campus when the Campus Crusade chapter started the Love South Sudan campaign. Monica Timby says they partnered with Global Aid Network's SEED program.
They told kids that they could get involved by buying a t-shirt or by coming and helping pack the seed.
Hundreds of students bought shirts and put together seed packs to feed families in South Sudan. They raised $20,000 and built bridges for ministry.
We didn't present the gospel word for word. We were able to say, you know, we're a Christian organization that sees people as more than just the physical, and we're here if you help provide for the needs of people both physically and spiritually. And as the students were working side by side from the Campus Crusade chapter along with all these other students on their own campus, they were able to start building those relationships.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Missions and ministry can't be separated. Buckner International wants to give you the book, It's Your Mission, by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource about the church's responsibility to the least of these. Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.